Hello, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to proclaim Christ as the answer for life and to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. I am constantly amazed at the Founding Fathers and the standards they had in regard to how our nation should be led. They had principles unlike today that helped them identify the characteristics of leaders. They believed that the most promising method of securing a virtuous and morally stable people is to elect virtuous leaders. I think you would agree with me that that has lost its meaning in our society today. Listen to what Samuel Adams had to say. But neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. He therefore is the truest friend to the liberty of his country, who tries most to promote its virtue, and who, so far as his power and influence extend, will not suffer a man to be chosen into any office of power and trust who is not a wise and virtuous man. It is fortunate that the United States produced and had available leaders of this supreme quality to launch the first noble experiment for freedom in modern times. Isn't it time that we took a hard look at those who govern us and demand that they live lives of virtue and integrity, both privately and publicly? Maybe a better way to explain would be to quote Proverbs 29, verse 2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Please visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.